Your order, please stand for pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There's a notification of the meeting act posted. Copy of the opening meeting act and the state statute is posted on the back wall. Prior to turning to the agenda, I'd like to announce the procedure that will be used with respect to each agenda item. The directors will hear from the subcommittee chairman, report their proposals and recommendations, then the public is given an opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion. Thank you. Lost my place already. A quorum call, please.
Bonnet.
Present.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson. Fowler. Henningsen. Urban. Jeff. Teaser.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
And Chairman.
Here. I have excused absences for directors Davidson, Fowler, Henningsen, Urban, and Jeff. Adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. Proof of publication is posted, as we said.
Consent agenda.
I'm sorry.
A motion for the consent agenda.
I'm sorry. Motion for the consent agenda, please.
So move.
Second.
Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Agency reports. Is that a written report, I believe?
Yes, NRCS.
And now the NRCS Conservation Service report is a written report. Nebraska Association of Districts, Director Rich Teaser, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD had their annual conference in Kearney, September 22nd, 3rd, and 4th. And there were two proposals that we undertook, one of which I believe was the upper loop, to give the NRD an authority to not have a monthly meeting when the agenda was light. That went over like a lead balloon, and after some discussion, they got up and said, we withdraw our motion. And so that one went bye-bye. The other issue that came up was to give the NRD's authority have electronic transfers. And this is pretty standard in the industry, so I don't see that being much of an issue. It should pass without much problems. We went on to the NARD meeting of the districts, and we basically had a report from our auditor on the year's financial, and everything came out perfect on our audit. And that was the bulk of our meeting, and that would be it.
Thank you, Director.
Rich, I heard at the meeting that the NARD has switched the group health plan for the employees from our self-funded plan to Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yes.
Well, how did that come about?
I can explain.
Gene, too.
So it's still our self-funded plan. Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the administrator now. So we went from Midwest Benefits to Blue Cross Blue Shield. So it's still the district's self-funded plan, still all the same coverages. Just Blue Cross and Blue Shield will be in their network now. So they sent out RFPs, and I serve on the benefits committee, and Blue Cross Blue Shield is far and away the best proposal. So they made the switch, and that will become effective in January.
To see some cost savings there?
Yep, we will. Administrative and I think overall plan cost savings. So.
Did they disclose the per head fee, management fee?
I don't remember the all those numbers. I can get you the proposal, but yeah, they far and away were the best one. So And so the managers committee reviewed and made a recommendation, and then the NARD obviously has to approve that, so, and that passed unanimously, I think, so, yeah.
John, can I add?
Yeah.
They are changing the open enrollment period to November 1st and the 30th, and as opposed to December, so that will change. But it's still not affecting to January.
Right.
That's a good change.
Yeah, still our plan, though, it's just their missed.
Go ahead.
Interesting thing about that plan is I don't believe it includes a wellness plan.
We do have a wellness, in our.
We retain, does the Papillion, Missouri have its own wellness plan?
No, we would do within the risk pool, because everybody had, kind of, I assume.
And we also have a wellness committee.
Committee, yeah.
That serves with safety committee.
Right, yeah.
And Nicole's the chair of that, and they meet quarterly.
And that's tied into the plan?
Though, no, I'd say that's separate, but the wellness component of the health plan is part of the plan. We have our own wellness committee, safety committee, that does other things outside.
Is there metrics where you could achieve premium savings by participation rates in the wellness plan?
Right.
And, okay.
Yep. So we track all those.
Little?
I'd just like to add, this annual report, if you directors don't have, we got one out in Kearney. It's a great summary of what all 23 NRDs are doing. If you don't have a copy, maybe get some extra.
We can get some from Dean.
It's a good report.
Thank you. Is legislative report catalyst here?
No, they're not.
They're not, so that's me. So subcommittee reports, programs, projects, operations, subcommittee director Fred Conley.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Be resolved that the minutes of October 8, 2024, meeting of the program, projects, and operations subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, update on the integrated management plan. This was a presentation, no action was taken by the subcommittee. 9A2, access agreement with Building and Gun Club for the Flat River construction removal project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed access agreement with Bellevue Rod and Gun Club to provide the required access to the project area with any changes deemed necessary by the general manager and legal counsel has so moved.
Would anyone from the public like to address this issue? Directors? Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Thank you. At 9A3, agreement with Lower Platte North NRD for Platte River cameras. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed interlocal agreement with the Lower Platte North NRD, Dodge County, and the City of Freeman for the continued maintenance of the Platte River cameras project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Once again, anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes.
9A4, modification to USGS agreement for Platte River cameras. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed modification to the USGS agreement for the addition of the Louisville camera to fiscal year 25 for the Platte River camera project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Caesar.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
9A5, contract with HDR for Washington County Road Rural Water Expansion Design. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to waive district policy 15.2, purchasing professional services, and execute proposed final design and build bidding services agreement with HDR for the Washington County Rural Water Number 2 Expansion Project, with a cost not to exceed $86,700. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as the form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Teazer?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
9A6, Pigeon Jones Creek Dam 11 decommissioning bids. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a contract with Dedelson Construction in the amount of $201,607.78 for the construction of the Pigeon Jones Creek Dam 11 decommissioning project. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call, please.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Teazer?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
9A7, renewal of USGS maintenance agreement for Papio flood warning system gauges. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed joint funding agreement with USGS in the amount of $142,685 in district funds for the operation of the district flood warning system for 2025. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call.
Conley?
Aye.
Teazer?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
9A8, WP1 construction bids. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a construction contract with K2 Construction for the West Papillion Regional Basin project in an amount not to exceed $111,392,223.16. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to address this? Directors? Roll call.
Teazer?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Chairman?
Yes.
9A9, fiscal year 2025 long-range implementation plan. Recommendation that the proposed fiscal year 2025 long-range implementation plan be approved, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Teazer?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
9A10, memorandum of understanding with Omaha Public Works for 120th Street Bridge remapping. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute memorandum of understanding with Omaha Public Works to call share on the 120th Street remapping project. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Teazer?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes. Item 9B, ad hoc subcommittee or subconsultant selection subcommittee, RFP for the Silver Creek Watershed 35A project. Director Larry Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the October 8th, 2024 meeting of the ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee, RFP for Silver Creek Watershed 35A project are accepted. Incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 1, initial screening of proposals for consultant selection interviews. Recommendation that the subcommittee request interviews with JEO Consulting Group, Houston Engineering, and HDR Engineering in the order presented on November 7th, 2024 at 4 p.m., and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley? Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Paulette?
Yes.
Yes. Item number 10, Treasurer's Report. Director Patrick Bonnet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take items A through I all-inclusive and authorize the treasurer to expend by general funds to pay those said bills and that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes. I so move.
Second.
Roll call.
Aye.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Yes. Chairman's report, the PEPIO NRD board meetings are scheduled as shown on the board. Item 12, General Manager's Report.
So move.
Are they, you have to be accepted? Okay, so we have a motion?
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Yes. Item 12, General Manager's Report. John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information and education highlights. The NRD hosted the Northeast Area Land Judging Competition in Blair. More than 600 students from 30 area schools were tested on their knowledge of soil structure and land eval. The event was in participation with the NRCS, and I want to thank the Blair family that graciously allowed the event to take place on their acreage, and then obviously all of the volunteers from the NRD and the NRCS who helped make that event successful. Personnel miscellaneous items, the PAPU NRD would like to welcome Daniel Gaskill, who joins the district's team of groundskeepers. Daniel started September 16th. Also, the Blair Field Office received a thank you card from the Blair High School Natural Resources class following Terry Schumacher's riveting agriculture conservation presentation. So thanks, Terry, for that. It's attached. Also today, the district hosted the National NRCS Chief Terry Cosby here at the district for about an hour and a half. Great conversation. We had a presentation. Amanda did a fantastic job talking about the work that we've done over the past 60 years, not the NRD, but probably 50 plus for us. But the original watershed plan was, then Amanda had, is this like maybe 20 pages? And now we had the ninth amendment to that, started in 1966. We have a few structures left that should be completed by 2028. So that will complete that plan that started in the 60s. So it was great to have him. We made, you know, that put that to face to a name. He also had some additional folks with him throughout the country that came here. We talked about Nebraska's unique system and how we appreciate, obviously, our partnership with the NRCS. So it was good to have them here at the office.
He was with NRCS?
NRCS, and he's their national chief. So he originally from Mississippi. He worked in Council Bluffs for a number of years, so he had a little bit of tie here. He claimed he was kind of a Husker fan, but he's not an Ohio State fan either. He lives in Ohio now. So. But no, a great contact, very personable individual, and so we had a good meeting. A report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal properties attached, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Report, the group did not meet on September 26th due to a conflict. The next meeting is October 24th, and the Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership did meet, and that was held on September 5th. The minutes are attached. Next meeting is November 7th, and that concludes my report.
Thank you, John. Informational items, future meetings. October 11th is hazardous household waste collection, 3 to 6 in Blair. November 7th will be the ad hoc consultant selection of the RFP Silver Creek Watershed Project 35A. Interviews of firms will begin at 4. November 11th, the offices are closed for Veterans Day, and November 12th, subcommittee meetings at 4, and 14th will be the board meeting. November 28th, 29th, the office will be closed for Thanksgiving. Next meeting scheduled, the meeting PEPIO NRD directors will be Thursday, November 14th, and we are adjourned. Thank you.
4:20, adjourned at 4:20.
Mr. Chairman, the meeting...